A group of man-made chemicals called PFAS are very much in the news these days. Last week in Washington, the House passed a bill that would take preliminary steps to regulate the chemicals found in everything from food packaging to firefighting foam. An action council was created by Governor Evers to come up with PFAS coping strategies. Today, in Madison, they held their second meeting. The city of Marinette, Wisconsin, is also looking for solutions. PFAS contaminated dozens of its private wells. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz attended a packed public meeting yesterday in Marinette and shares this report.
The meeting room within Marinette's Community Rec Center was packed to overflowing Wednesday. More than 100 people showed up. Christine Hagg, Remediation and Redevelopment Program Director with the Wisconsin DNR, knows many by name. This is her sixth public meeting here since last July.
This isn't our only, unfortunately, PFAS site in Wisconsin, and our program alone has 31 of these. This is the worst.
Hagg reminds people what the DNR can and cannot do to help clean up Marinette's PFAS mess.
When someone reports contamination to us, like Johnson Controls has, the way that the law is written, they are responsible. It's their job to report to us, conduct actions to clean up the contamination and stop it from impacting people in the environment, look for those long-term solutions. It's our role, the DNR's role, to ensure that they're in compliance with the law.
In 2013, Johnson Controls discovered PFAS contamination in wells and soils on its 380-acre campus. 4 years later, the company reported it believed contamination had spread outside its property. Since then, Johnson Controls says it has tested and continues to monitor its property, along with 160 private wells and groundwater samples east and southeast of its grounds. The company calls it its study area. At yesterday's meeting, while Christine Hagg, along with her colleagues, wanted to bring residents up to speed on progress and difficulties in resolving Marinette's challenges, one woman couldn't contain her frustration.
Why did this happen?
Father and grandfather Jeff Budish shared specific concerns about his family.
My daughter is breastfeeding my grandson. Is it true that the breast milk is enhanced with the PFAS's?
Yes.
Through the breast milk?
Dave Hagg has lived near the firefighting facility for nearly three decades. He says many of his neighbors have been sick. He suspects PFAS exposure is to blame.
12 people in a three-block stretch seems like an awful lot of people with cancer. They're not all the same, but at one form or another. I myself have had six different cancers since 2000.
Christine Hagg with the DNR says her agency is pressing Johnson Controls to broaden its testing to fold in additional private wells.
In the last maybe week and a half, I think 14 homeowners have reported to us that they have voluntarily sampled their own drinking water wells. Based on that data, we are asking Johnson Controls to expand that groundwater study area and sample those wells.
Be happy to discuss with them not only our data, but whatever information they may have as well.
That's John Perkins. He's Vice President of Environment, Health, and Safety at Johnson Controls. He's confident his company is already testing the wells that fall within the groundwater flow that could be impacted by the firefighting facility.
PFAS comes from various other sources and other industries, not only firefighting foam. We will certainly take care of the issue that affects the community coming from the fire training facility, but for other sources, that is certainly should be a chief focus of the WDNR.
Perkins says plans are underway to install a water line to connect the 160 well owners to municipal water.
We intend to install that water line by the end of 2020.
Inside Marinette's Rec Center meeting room, James Kessel wasn't the only one who appeared to know nothing about the municipal water hookup plan. He's one of the people outside Johnson Control's study area, and Kessel admits he hadn't paid much attention to the contamination rumblings. But not long ago, after he read a brochure about PFAS, Kessel decided to have his well tested. It revealed high levels of PFAS. He now drinks bottled water the DNR is providing.
They took care of me.
Kessel was attending a public meeting for the first time and found himself a bit overwhelmed. He was diagnosed and treated for thyroid cancer in 2018.
I'm kind of blown away
there's a lot of people affected, and there's a lot of health issues that we hope aren't involved with it, but looks like it could be.
The state's Division of Health and Human Services was represented at Wednesday's public hearing. They said a probable association has been found between exposure to PFOA, one of the PFAS chemicals, and thyroid disease. The Wisconsin DNR and Johnson Controls are coming together next week for what the company calls a summit meeting to share updates and concerns. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.